not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a Bay Area cold case getting new attention tonight. Kristen Modafferi was among a series of young women who went missing in the Bay Area during the 1990s. But KGO 810's Katie Lever joins us live from the update desk with a potential new lead. What's up with that, Katie?
Well, it could be, John. We're very cautious, as her family is as well. A cadaver dog and handler working with Kristen's family at her former home near Oakland's Lake Merritt have found the scent of human remains in the basement of that home. The home is on Jane Avenue. Retired Police Sergeant Paul Dosti, who has a reputation for locating the remains of soldiers missing in action abroad, says his three-legged black lab alerted to the scent of the so-called chemical plume that's normally associated with decaying human remains. Of course, he cautions they do not know for sure, or even, you know, they're not even in the ballpark, but they're trying and they're examining evidence right now to see if it could be Kristen, but it is some sort of human decomposition. Today, Oakland police went to the home with Dosti and an evidence technician. Kristen's father has been notified and says he's being cautiously optimistic about this latest scent found. And, of course, the family waiting for any further evidence. Of course, having hope. Again, this has been 18 years. Reporting live in the newsroom, I'm Katie Lever, KGO 810.
Firefighters in Livermore tell us they've got that wildfire under control. The Tesla fire damaged one home, destroyed one barn. It burned almost 60 acres near Tesla Road and Clifford Drive. For a time, those flames threatened other homes until crews were able to hold their line. One firefighter was injured, and triple-digit temperatures again made the firefighting difficult. That was the case in Antioch yesterday, and we've got more on that fire, which forced evacuations. Here's KGO 810's Brett Burkhart.
Firefighters have contained a 533-acre wildfire, Antioch's Contra Loma Regional Park, that threatened homes this time yesterday. No homes were damaged, though. The park back open. There are a few trails closed, however. County firefighters, along with crews from East Bay Regional Park District and CAL FIRE, aggressively worked to contain this one. Crews are expected to be out there all day today checking for hot spots.
Five fires are burning in California tonight. The Washington Fire, south of Lake Tahoe, has scorched more than 17,000 acres. It remains just 10% contained. Flames are now 8 miles from the town of Markleyville. Residents there are under an evacuation advisory. Highways 4 and 89 remain closed. In Southern California, air tankers were forced to pull back from the lake fire in the San Bernardino Mountains because of drones. Two drones entered firefighting airspace and made it too dangerous for crews to continue the fight from the air. Daniel Berland is with CAL FIRE.
We've been seeing a popularity in hobby drones, and that's led to an increase in these drones interfering with our firefighting operations. People who use hobby drones don't fly a drone in a fire area. If you fly, we can't.
Now, Berlant notes the obvious. A drone could cause a mid-air collision. Anyone caught flying a drone in firefighting airspace could face criminal charges. And now to water hogs in the East Bay.
I think it's sad that people wouldn't really own this as a personal problem.
Warning letters are going out, and public shaming, complete with names and addresses, could be next. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley has more.
The penalty threshold is 984 gallons a day. Some customers are using 3,000 gallons a day. East Bay Mud spokesperson Abby Figueroa.
984 gallons is a lot of water. It's most likely that if you're using that quantity, you're overwatering. You may have a leak.
By July 1st, those users will start paying a penalty, and nearly everyone will start paying a drought surcharge. 25% of those warning letters went out to residents of Danville.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends June 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live at this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row, an inside look at the Bay Area theater scene every Sunday at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN, where 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Guarantee seats to six Broadway musicals in San Francisco, including the Tony Award-winning The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the hit show Beautiful, the Carol King musical, and the critically acclaimed Cabaret. For more information about becoming a member, visit shnsf.com.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Some BART info here for you. All BART service shut down between Lafayette and Concord on the Pittsburgh Bay Point line due to a tree that fell over on a power line. In Oakland, 580 eastbound at Grand Avenue, a severe injury accident still in the clearing stages. It looks like they may have gotten it out of the left lane now. Traffic is beginning to move. You are stop and go back to just before Peralta, but like I say, it's not a parking lot like it was. 24 eastbound on the Arenda side of the Caldecott Tunnel, still dealing with a stalled out vehicle there. It just stopped, they said, in the left lane. Traffic is now practically at a stop back to Patton Street on 24 eastbound, and it's beginning to push back on 13 northbound as well. Oakland, southbound 880 at 66, you got a fender bender there on the right shoulder. Traffic stop and go almost back to High Street. That accident, by the way, at Hagenberger, cleared now. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. And it's a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants win today, and the pick is in. With the 30th pick in the NBA draft, the NBA champion Golden State Warriors get Kevon Looney. He's a long 6'9" post player, played just 1 year at UCLA. He was expected to go much sooner in the draft. The rich get richer. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Got up into the 90s and 100s for our hottest inland valleys. Tomorrow, we're going to get you out of the triple digits. We will get some relief. Inland areas still up into the mid-90s for your Friday, low 60s at the coast. It will cool some more on Saturday before temperatures start to rebound on Sunday.
Well, it is still warm and sunny around the Bay Area. Hot in some places. It's still 90 degrees in Livermore, 87 in Fairfield. We've got 74 in Santa Rosa, 70 in Oakland, 81 San Jose, 65 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Get it and get it real good. Here in the South Bay. If you were in the South Bay, it did hurt like a mother today. What was it, 102 degrees? My God. All right, that's one of Spotify's top summer songs. We'll get to the rest of them coming up. First, I want to check in with Chip Franklin from KGO's Midday Show, and he is at the Best of San Francisco from San Francisco Magazine. Chip, what is going on?
Well, I'm in a big tub of Jell-O with six supermodels. What's your name, honey? Oh, it's awesome. It's a really cool party down at the Village, right between 5th and 6th on Market. And I'm here with the, he won't come on the air with me, but I'm here with the editor of San Francisco Magazine. And it's packed. It's a lot of cool people here, some athletes. It's really neat. I've been trying to spot stars, but it's hard because everybody dresses like a star and everybody acts like a star. So it's really hard to tell who's famous and who's not. I know I'm not.
Well, did you look in a mirror? I was just going to say. Go find a mirror.
Yeah. It's actually really cool. I mean, you know, it's one of these events where Habitat for Humanity. Oh, I'm about to go on the air now with these guys. You want me to do some intro? So I'm going to have to hop off, but I'll check in later on.
What?
Okay, I'll get a supermodel for you, all right?
Okay,
all
right, we need
Chip,
a supermodel.
Thank you very much.
And when we check back, we'll find out what flavor Jell-O he was in, because that's important to know. Well, geez, rough life.
I know,
as we
right?
slave
Somebody's got to do it.
Slave behind hot microphones, Chip's out gallivanting.
Yeah,
and
hey, I like it. It's a nice, cool room. And not 102 degrees. So, let me see. We started with This Summer's Gonna Hurt Like a Mother, Maroon 5. And then the second most popular song so far on Spotify for the summer is The Weeknd. She told me don't worry. Can't feel my face. She told me
don't worry. It kicks in. No more. We both knew we can't go without it. She told me you'll never
be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you. Right on, I love this.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
To the yeah, that's the song.
And then the number one song is I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times. Pop quiz, it's a pop quiz. All my money coming clean, you can't rock this. She got that locked up like lost milk. Watch out, come to my lights like a radio. Me and Poppy on the same pills. My diamonds could never stand still. Jamie XX. Oh, your ex. I'll always take you back for your 6 million. That's number one.
The Weeknd song's
good
way
out.
Better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and I love the Maroon 5 song. I can't. Just
it's
like
all right.
Sugar. Yeah.
But I think that Weeknd song will end up being the summer song.
Nicki Minaj, The Night Is Still Young is 4, and Lean On Me, Major Lazar is 5. Let's have some fun. Well, I guess it's not very nice to say have fun, but, you know, we have to Bristol at Bristol and the Palins.
Oh, my God.
First of all, at the beginning of the week, they're not on a roll this week. Sarah Palin was dumped by Fox News.
Is that right? I totally didn't know that. Oh, my God.
Well, they just decided to not resign her as an analyst, you know, as a correspondent.
Well, that would be dropping her.
Yes, that's the kind way.
She's been nuts on social media. I could see where you'd be like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
But this is, wow, this is just a wow. Bristol Palin, daughter of Alaska Governor, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, announced on a blog spot today, and she said she's pregnant again. Oh, my God. Even the moose's heads are spinning around in a circle up there in Wasilla. Yeah, if you see a moose in Wasilla and it's dancing and prancing, it looks like it's on rabies. No.
Oh, my God.
The Palins are making its head explode. Palin wrote that she shared the news sooner than I ever expected due to the constant trolls who have nothing better to talk about on the internet. Palin wrote that her pregnancy has been and will be a huge disappointment to my family, and she's asking for privacy.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't attack her
on Twitter.
They'll
be disappointed in
me.
Okay.
Honestly, I've been trying my hardest to keep my chin up on this one, and I feel for it, too, because she goes, at the end of the day, there's nothing I can do. I can't, you know, but I'll get through this with God on my side.
Mm.
And I know I'm fully capable of handling anything that's put in front of me with dignity and grace.
So 24, mother of two. Okay.
Yeah, and it didn't work out with her first husband. Remember Tripp?
Levi.
Yeah, Tripp was the child, and that happened in 2008. And
well, they were never married.
They were born.
Were they?
No, I don't think they
never
were.
Got
they,
married,
they broke
no.
up in 2010.
They were just, he dropped her before prom.
But
are you kidding?
But here's the thing. I mean, the real go-to is who's the daddy? Because she was going to marry, she was engaged to marry Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer. And remember, right before the wedding, it was a destination wedding for them. It was going to be in Kentucky over Memorial Day. And at the last minute, they canceled the wedding ceremony. I don't know who backed out. So, but it was canceled. But Sarah said, well, everybody already bought their tickets. Come on down. We're going to have a barbecue, and it'll be all about family. So we don't know who the daddy is, the baby daddy. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe it's none of our business. But
well, it's very odd. Because is Sarah Palin going to say, okay, let's do marry Dakota. That wasn't such a big deal, and now he's the father of that child. So wedding's back on again. I mean, I could see that scenario happening.
Yeah, but I want to see how Sarah spins this in her very conservative, twisted Tea Party world.
Well, I think she'll do what, family, just like Bristol, you know, this, did. She'll do what she always does.
Right. I mean, you know, family's family, and you got to stand by your family. So, you know, that's just the way
and
it
she'll
is.
Be, she'll
but,
say,
but
look.
I just hate when she comes down on everybody else.
Oh, sure, because
yes,
she's so perfect.
When she lashes out.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I think...
That's the hypocrisy of all of this, and that's what bothers me.
Oh, wait, it's about to get way more hypocrified. Because I think Dan Savage just made a great point. I saw this fly by on Twitter. If this were one of Obama's daughters, can
oh,
you
good Lord.
Imagine?
Yeah. Yep. The moon would plummet into the earth tonight. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back. We're going to talk about marriage equality with John Lewis, who's a legal policy director for Marriage Equality USA. We think this decision is going to come down maybe tomorrow, if not at the beginning of the week. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121. 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we're going to talk marriage equality coming up here in just a second on KGO 810. First, we're going to take a quick call.
Devin,
you're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey, so you were talking about Bristol Palin earlier, and you know, you said that, or she was wanting this second pregnancy of hers to, like, be private and something that's personally for her. I don't agree with that, because wasn't she the poster child for abstinence-only education
yep.
and being all abstinence? So shouldn't she have to answer to how that didn't work out for her
yep.
again?
Yes.
The only credit
I'm giving her, Devin, is the fact that she says, I have been and I will be a huge disappointment to my family. I admit it. Yeah. So,
well,
the, you know, I guess that's where I'm giving her some room to weave here. Yeah, she's weaving. She's walking it back.
Love you, Devin. Yeah. Great point.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to slay this girl because she knows what time it is. It's bad news time. All right, let's get to marriage equality. And our guest, John Lewis, legal policy director, and Stuart Gaffney, communications director with Marriage Equality USA. Good evening, gentlemen. I almost said good morning. Good evening.
Well, good evening to you, and we hope it might be a very good morning tomorrow morning.
We're hoping so, too, here in San Francisco. Yes. What are the odds?
Well, it's either going to be tomorrow morning or Monday morning, and so we don't want to wait another day, so we hope it's going to be Friday morning. We hope it's going to be a great victory. Maybe 5-4, maybe 6-3. We'll see.
Yes.
Do you really think that's how it'll come down?
Obamacare was 6-3 today.
Obamacare was 6-3, and people are getting, you know, really hopeful because of that. I am, you know, you never know. I'm not going to take anything for granted, but we just have a lot of hope and confidence that it's going to be a great decision.
Guys, explain to everyone, you know, because there are multiple decisions and how they play out.
Yeah, well, the basic issue here, just to refresh folks' understanding, is that right now there are 37 of 50 states that now have marriage equality. So there are another 13. And there was a lower federal court that said that loving committed same-sex couples should not be able to get married. And so that case, there are four cases actually, they all went together up to the Supreme Court. And so now, either tomorrow or Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide whether, in fact, a state can ban same-sex couples from getting married. And that's the key issue. They're also going to possibly address an issue that if one state recognizes marriage but the other one does not allow couples to marry, that does the state that doesn't allow it have to recognize those marriages that are legal, say in legal marriage from California. If Stuart and I, you know, if our job meant we had to move to Texas, then we would not be married in Texas.
And that would be really bizarre.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And I think what everybody is hoping is that the court actually gets to the core issue. Can a state bar a loving, committed same-sex couple from marrying and skip the other one, you know, because that's the real core issue.
And isn't there a third decision also?
A third one? Tell me what you're thinking about.
Well, there's a third scenario.
Yeah, there's a third scenario the way this could go.
Well, it is possible, yes, that it could go against us. I guess I'm not even wanting to think about that. We in California certainly have known that roller coaster. Stuart and I got married on February 12, 2004 in San Francisco, and then it was taken away from us. And then we were part of the lawsuit to restore to bring about the freedom to marry in 2008. And we got married, as many others did, but then it was taken away again. And this roller coaster is just really, really, it's exhausting, it's tiring, and it's basically unfair. It really robs LGBT Americans of their...
Well, America is behind this, and Pew did this research in May, and they found 57% of Americans support allowing gays and lesbians to marry legally. And then Gallup also conducted a poll in May, and they found 60% say the marriages should be legally recognized. So the numbers seem to be in, you know, our favor here on this thought. The ideological divide is what bothers me and kind of scares me a little bit.
Well, something to remember, and there was some excellent reporting on this recently, is, you know, Justice Kennedy, who is always seen as a swing vote now on the Supreme Court, he has written actually all the major gay rights decisions. There are three in the history of the United States, in fact, in the history of the Supreme Court. And so there were... there's news that's recently been reported about how one of his old-time friends was actually a closeted gay man. Mm. And he clearly, I think what's so important about this is to understand common humanity. Mm. And I think Justice Kennedy understands that.
That's at the core, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what this movement has always been about, common humanity, and that we all, not all of us, but most of us, have an instinct, an inclination to want to love another person. And when we find that person, we want to commit to them, and hopefully forever. And sometimes it doesn't work out. I guess Bristol Palin might be. Well, she didn't quite get married,
no,
right?
We don't know. Yeah, that's going to continue to unravel. Yes, we'll find out tomorrow.
But it's a great example of the unfairness. You know, gay and lesbian people, you know, they bring up all these arguments really judging our lives. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bottom line is the truth is that, you know, Bristol can marry anybody she wants tomorrow morning, right? But
or she could have two, you know, children out of wedlock.
Exactly.
Yes, which would horrify most conservatives.
Yeah, if you've been together for 20, 30 years, and your home is in Texas or Mississippi or Missouri or, you know, North Dakota, and you're raising your kids and working hard, just arbitrarily, because of discrimination, you're not able to get married. And Bristol can just do it, you know.
Well, and you see so many, we'll slam Hollywood just because they're there.
Sure.
You know, people getting married because they're on a reality show or whatever.
Vanity
and making
reasons.
A complete sham
yes.
of it. So when these old timey Republican types try to talk about traditional marriage and it's
my.
So sacrosanct.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? People who traditional marry crap all over the institution all the time, which is not to say, I don't know, I just slammed it now and it's actually something that you want, but so I'm sorry about that.
But tradition also meant that women were chattel of
right.
the husband. And it meant that interracial couples were not able to marry in America for most of the history of our country because of the quote-unquote purity of the white race.
Right.
So I don't think we really want to talk about tradition in that sense.
No,
we don't. I've got to take a break for the news, gentlemen, but Marriage Equality USA, that's who we're talking to. And when we come back, I want to talk about religious liberties versus gay rights. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. A10.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. It's as American as apple pie. However, over the last 7 years or so, Americans who can't use a tax return or pay stub to qualify have been shut out. Until now, Cash Call Mortgage is happy to announce its new 30-year fixed-rate mortgage up to $3 million for good credit borrowers who can't or won't provide their tax returns or pay stubs. Your payment will never change. Until now, these programs have only been available as some kind of adjustable, and you know which way those adjustables will eventually go. So call 844-890-CASH for all of your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage needs, purchase, or refinance. You can even pull up to $500,000 in equity out of your house for any reason whatsoever. Remember, that's 844-890-CASH to find out what today's 30-year fixed rate is with no tax returns. You'll be shocked at how low these rates are.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
We're talking about marriage equality and the Supreme Court decision, which may come down tomorrow or Monday. We'll find out as we continue the conversation. But first, John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
And Drex, that would be our top story at the bottom of the hour. All eyes on the U.S. Supreme Court.
It gives me great pleasure to officially pronounce you married, forever partners.
It didn't happen today as many expected, but the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to make headlines tomorrow or maybe Monday when the justices decide whether there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. More from correspondent Pamela Brown.
Gay rights advocates are hoping that the court is poised to make history and say marriage is a fundamental right and gays cannot be excluded from that right, essentially clearing the way for same-sex couples nationwide to get married.
And many scholars predict the high court will find gay marriage bans unconstitutional, effectively legalizing same-sex marriage throughout the U.S. But there is also the issue of other states recognizing the same-sex marriage of states. The High Court, however, did deliver a victory today for President Barack Obama.
ACA is for John Paul Rich Court. That's what the ACA is for.
A large crowd of Obamacare supporters celebrated outside the U.S. Supreme Court today after the High Court upheld a key piece of the Affordable Care Act. In a 6-3 decision, the justices upheld government-issued tax subsidies to help low-income and middle-income families buy health insurance. More than 6.5 million people rely on those tax subsidies. President Obama says it was really always about the American people.
This has never been a government takeover of health care, despite cries to the contrary. This reform remains what it's always been, a set of fairer rules and tougher protections that have made health care in America more affordable, more attainable, and more about you.
KGO 810's Mike Simpson now with the impact on the California version of Obamacare covered California.
The Affordable Care Act isn't just Obamacare anymore, but the actual law of the land.
This is nowhere more true than here in California.
Since millions have gained coverage through new plans or Medicaid. Now, even if the court had ruled against subsidies, covered CA wouldn't have been affected outright. But Executive Director Peter Lee says it would have been a bad precedent about not giving people a leg up. Next month is when things get real for the exchange. Its last bit of federal funds are almost gone, so operations will be solely based on enrolling premiums. This year's targets were missed.
The state legislature today approved one of the toughest mandatory vaccination laws in the nation. The legislation would eliminate the option parents now have to prevent their children from being vaccinated based on religious or other personal beliefs. Senator Richard Pan is the controversial co-author of the bill.
Certainly, I'm very excited that SB 277 has now passed the state assembly. I think, again, it's another very important step forward to ensure we protect all children who are attending our public schools and our private schools, being sure our communities are safe from preventable diseases.
Over the past few months, thousands of parents have protested outside the state capitol following a little bit of fine-tuning. The bill will be sent to Governor Jerry Brown. More help on the way for California students left out in the cold when Corinthian colleges went bankrupt in May.
The Education Department is appointing a special monitor to help develop a debt relief program for students who attended the now defunct Corinthian colleges. It's part of a debt forgiveness plan that could cost billions of dollars. Earlier this month, the department announced a plan to make it easier for students who attended Corinthian to seek relief for their federal loans.
That's KGO 810's Brett Burkhart. And Brett reminds us that Corinthian colleges once the largest chain of for-profit colleges in the U.S. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Hi, I'm Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants. The new Acute Care and Trauma Center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December, but funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. All BART service still shut down between Lafayette and Concord on the Pittsburgh Bay Point line. The problem was that a tree fell over on a power line, and they got the tree off. They removed it, but the power line is now entangled on a rail, so they're having to deal with that. Oakland, 580 eastbound at Grand Avenue, a severe injury accident still reportedly blocking the left lane. Traffic is much better. Your stop and go back to about Broadway. 24 eastbound, more good news here. On the Arinda side of the Caldecott Tunnel, that stalled vehicle is out of the road now, and you only have minor slowdowns through the tunnel. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the rich just keep getting richer. With the 30th pick in the NBA draft, the NBA champion Golden State Warriors get Kevon Looney. He's a 6'9" player who played just 1 year at UCLA. This is a big get for the Warriors because Looney was expected to go much higher in the first round of tonight's draft. The A's and the Giants win today. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. It's hot. It'll cool down the next couple of days, but hot is the order of the day. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Got up into the 90s and 100s for our hottest inland valleys. Tomorrow, we're going to get you out of the triple digits. We will get some relief. Inland areas still up into the mid-90s for your Friday, low 60s at the coast. It will cool some more on Saturday before temperatures start to rebound on Sunday.
It is still toasty around the Bay Area. We've got 69 degrees in Oakland, 85 in Livermore, 87 in Fairfield, 71 in Santa Rosa, 79 San Jose, 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, we're just having so much fun with Dan Savage. And he's just, I said I would be nice to her tonight, but I can't resist. Bristol Palin revealed in her blog post today that she's pregnant with her second child just weeks after calling off that wedding to Sergeant Dakota Meyer. And she said, well, this is why I let her go on. I let her fly because she said, I know I'm a huge disappointment. I'm a huge failure. But anyway, Savage wrote on his post, he goes, you know, as far as the young Palin is concerned, it's Bristol screw as I say, not as I screw. He recommended birth control for right after the next child is born into this fatherless home brought up in the abstinence PSA that she did a few years ago and even quoted her own words about how, in general, kids do better growing up in a mother-father home. An argument that she used in taking on President Obama over the Gay Marriage and Equality Marriage Act that is right before the Supreme Court right now. So I go back to our guest. And thank you, gentlemen. You got to love that.
Yeah, I think it's a great illustration of the fact that they're really the arguments against us either are illogical, inconsistent, or morally bankrupt.
For sure.
The Palin clan have no right to hold themselves up as a paragon of anything, much less a reason why we should not be legally married in all 50 states.
Well, you know, and again, to his Dan's point, if Bristol Palin's last name was Obama, oh my God, the hee-haw crew over there at Fox News would spend half of every day for the next 9 months telling us how Bristol Obama had a terrible family, terrible parents, all of that. So, you know, nonetheless, let's get back to Marriage Equality USA with John Lewis and Stuart Gaffney. And we are waiting for the Supreme Court decision that will come down probably maybe tomorrow, and maybe we'll have to wait over the weekend. But what I wanted to talk to you, yeah, well, we'll see. But what I did want to discuss with you, gentlemen, is the religious liberties versus the gay rights. And that is a big thing with the red states.
Well, number one, it's not religious liberties versus gay rights, because it's just really important for people to understand, even in the red states, there are many, many religious people that are very supportive not only of marriage equality, yes, but of full LGBT equality, and they embrace us as part of their friends, families, and congregations. And also, it's really important to realize that some religions are actually incredibly in favor. For example, a lot of the public polling data shows that Jewish voters in some polls are even more supportive of marriage equality than LGBT people. There is just it's just a misnomer to try to pit the two against each other. Mm-hmm. But that's just as you said, that's what the right wing is trying to do.
You know, this is an interesting thing. And of course, the majority of the LGBT community agrees, with marriage equality. But yet there are some who don't.
Yeah.
And it's important to point that out.
Yeah, and it's about basic equality. And as in any large political movement, people are going to have different views about what the priority is. And I think it also actually is a great opportunity to spotlight what we're really hoping for in these cases before the Supreme Court. And we are really hoping for a decision from the court that says, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender Americans are entitled to full constitutional protections, really in any way the government interacts with them. And marriage is just what the case is before us. We're hoping for that broad ruling. We actually got that here in California under the state constitution back in 2008. So the marriage equality movement actually is a means of bringing full constitutional rights. That's what we really hope is going to happen. And I'll even say more broadly, I think this movement, considering how quickly people have, by understanding our common humanity, come over to the side of marriage equality, it does stand as a beacon for hope for other movements for mm-hmm. basic human rights as well.
Yeah, good stuff. The only thing that I see being an issue, and it could be a big issue, even if the Supreme Court rules the way we hope that they will rule, whether that's tomorrow or the beginning of next week, is that there are states that have already said, we don't really care what the Supreme Court says, we're not going to do it. You know, and then I think there's going to be a big, big problem in this country.
Well, we will, of course, see, but I really think that in these states, they are going to recognize the rule of law. Sadly, many of these states, and it's just part of American history, these were states that were very, very slow. Not all of them, but some of them, very slow to accept racial equality.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we were just talking about this, the whole thing with interracial marriages. Hashtag How to Family, the Tylenol commercial, which became a big brouhaha overnight. Oh, my God, they're showing an interracial couple married. They're showing a gay couple, you know, a lesbian couple, and then two men who are married holding a baby.
With babies,
yes,
yeah.
And the wing, you know, the wing nut heads were crashing and flying everywhere.
Well, I just saw it this afternoon, actually. It's a beautiful
Really
commercial.
Good. It's beautiful.
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah.
It's beautiful. But I can really see where there could be huge, huge conflict, just as there was with the racial divide.
Well, and that's a question those states are going to have to ask. And I think they are asking themselves, do they really want to go down that road? And
I would hope not.
Yeah, and it goes back to what I was saying about the core theme that we've talked about in marriage equality, common humanity. And I honestly think, and perhaps we're seeing some of this outpouring in reaction to the tragic events in Charleston, you know,
right.
But people are so tired of being divided. You know, politicians, they love to try to divide people, to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the American public is so tired of trying to set up divisions between people. And that is a tactic our opponents constantly are trying to do.
Right.
Yes, trying to bring religion into it and politicize it. And you know, they don't get the basic basic concept of separation of church and state. You know, so if your Baptist church or your Catholic church, whatever, does not want to let you get married, that's just fine, as long as everybody can go down to the county clerk's office, get a license, and be married.
Yeah, well, they may also be missing a key tenet of all major world religions, which is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
I understand.
To observe the golden rule. In addition, I think the key argument that is on our side is that when we have marriage equality in all 50 states, the other side's claim is that the sky will fall. Well, the reality is that when your neighbor, whether they're your neighbor in Texas or Mississippi or California or Massachusetts, it gets married, that the sky doesn't fall. And
right.
So the opposition ultimately will melt away because they will see that their arguments are hollow and ring false.
I do think that that happens rather quickly. As soon as people start getting married and other people see that, you know, Texas or whatever state didn't crack off and fall into the ocean, they'll be kind of like, oh, okay, new normal, and move on with their lives. I do. I believe that.
Well, you know, the church going, this is interesting, when all of the racial stuff and the horrible massacre in Charleston went on, we had a Baptist minister in here, and he is pro equality, marriage equality. And I said to him, well, you know, sir, I have this story right in front of me where all of these Baptist churches in the South say that they're not going to allow gay marriage. And he said, well, that's fine. They may not, but that's not the way I see it. And I totally disagree. And he said, many of my fellow pastors and such totally agree with me. So, you know, I think it's going to be church to church and religion to religion. But, you know, we're all about marriage.
And I think when we're looking just over the longer scope, too, something I think that has been magical about the gay rights movement is that, you know, now for decades and decades, brave people, you know, have been coming out really to make their own lives livable, right? To be able to be yourself and not to hide with your friends and family.
And not say this is my roommate or whatever. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes.
But by so many people, millions of people, and then their friends and their family coming out and showing, here I am, and just being, you know, people still like you and people still love you and you love them. And then it's also then built this underpinning for the very important legal and political and social change that is coming to fruition. So there's sort of a beautiful story here that this is the work of decades and decades of individuals all across the country.
Oh, exactly.
And with good reason, it is LGBT Pride Month, in effect. Thank you, gentlemen, for talking to us. We really appreciate it. John Lewis, Legal Policy Director, Stuart Gaffney, Communications Director for Marriage Equality USA. Go USA.
Woo-hoo!
We'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed. It's going to be the best Pride weekend ever, no matter what.
That's right.
Right. We're there.
It's out in the city.
We're there.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a
all
good
right.
night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
we've
you.
Got to, we've got to take a break. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. We didn't get to the newest social media trend. Oh, that's next. This is fun. It's weird, but our intern knew what it was.
She is happening.
Yep. It's on. We'll discuss next on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We've got three dogs and a cat, so you can imagine feeding time at our house is a frenzy. Just recently, my husband and I noticed one of our dogs that we just couldn't keep weight on finally started to fill out, but it was only once she started eating Natural Balance Ultra Food. But if your dog needs to shed a few pounds, adding a little protein to their diet wouldn't hurt, so you might want to check out the Natural Balance Wild Pursuit Food. It nourishes your pet with a high-protein diet that your pet naturally craves. But no matter which blend you choose for your furry kids, Natural Balance foods for cats or dogs include ingredients like duck, lamb, chicken, and peas. No more sneaking table scraps to your pets when you want to give them a treat. They will love the Natural Balance tender strips. I know I can always get my girls to behave if they know a venison treat is in their future. So visit naturalbalanceinc.com and enter my code NEWS810 to get your $5 off coupon. Natural Balance for cats and dogs is available locally in your neighborhood pet store and at your nearest Pet Food Express. Natural Balance, it really is food with substance for pets with character.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our SunPower panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Sempra Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Resch. Live and local, he's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So last night on Big Brother, yes, that summer fill-in show, Audrey Middleton introduces herself as the first ever transgender contestant.
My name's Audrey, and I'm 25. I'm from a little charming town outside of Atlanta. I'm a digital media consultant. Something interesting about me is that I am the first transgender person to be on Big Brother.
Oh my God!
Looking good.
Yes.
Fantastic.
You look awesome.
Yeah. Surprise. Awesome. I never would have guessed it.
I've completely transitioned like 3 years ago.
And most people can't even accept who they are. But for you to actually come out and be like, this is who I am, it's amazing.
It's really fantastic to see this because millennials really are embracing all of this. I know that there are other generations like, please, can we please stop with the Caitlyn? Okay, it's cool. She can do whatever she wants to, but can we please move on and stop talking about it? But no, you know, I love how the younger generation does not see any of this. They are seeing people for who they are, okay? And by the way, Audrey said she's a girly girl.
I am a girly girl to the extreme. I love expressing my femininity. I love eyelashes and makeup, girl power. I'm not only a girl's girl, but I am also extremely competitive and fiercely athletic. I bring a lot to the table, and I'm looking forward to surprising some people. This little Georgia peach is coming for you, Big Brother.
Ta-da. I have to tell you, I'm looking for this story, but I can't find it. But anyway, I know what it's about. Back to Caitlyn for a second. So apparently she's turned into a diva. Yeah. The story, yes.
There's sassy
with an attitude is being, you know, kind of whiny.
Demanding about how well she needs to be lit. Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking, all right, well. So the personality has changed, too. I guess she's getting the hormones. Who knows? I have no idea.
Little diva-esque.
Little diva. Okay. Well, let's talk about the new social media trend. And Janine, our intern, knew all about this. I didn't know anything about it, but she did. There's a new social media trend, and it's perfect for our time because it takes a stance and gives people an opportunity to compliment you. The new trend is called the power of makeup. Women are posting selfies with makeup on just half of their faces and nothing on the other half, okay? We assumed it was to show how makeup isn't necessary and you're beautiful without it and blah, 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 blah. Actually, it's quite the opposite. The whole intention is to show how cool it is to wear makeup if you want to. if it's more trendy these days to say you're anti-makeup, well, that's okay too, which is kind of a funny cause considering how self-righteous the internet usually is.
That's interesting. Yeah. We're moving away from this, I just woke up like this thing.
Right.
And going, okay, no, little makeup helps. Right?
I suppose. So it's a thing. And there you have it. What else can I say about it? It stands on its own 2 feet. By the way, I love this story. Look for this because we are so connected. We're in the connected capital of the world. And I think the Intercontinental Hotels Group, and they're doing this at the Lanesboro. They're rebuilding that in London, which is a beautiful hotel. And they have another one in Paris. And I can't pronounce it, so I'm not even going to try. Okay. But they have rooms where you can turn on a switch and it kills the internet. Because, and by the way, look for this to take off. Okay.
This is exactly what Dr. Tara Fields was talking about.
Yes, the way
no
you
screens.
Should. Right. But look for this to take off in hotels, especially in, you know, your upper echelon, your 4- and 5-star hotels, because people are so connected that they can't. The reason they're doing this, and people are already, it's already catching on. People want these rooms.
We want to disconnect.
Yeah, they want to disconnect. And, you know, they actually use copper grid, and the rooms have special coating, and it blocks all the wireless signals.
Okay, that is amazing.
Right. And they predict that this technology would be common in luxury hotels within the next 5 years. And the whole thing is, we're not very good at managing our own behavior. You only have to look at alcohol, cigarettes, sugary drinks, television watching, and gaming. All right? So this is a simple way. Of course, you could just turn your device off. But who does that?
We don't. We put it on silent, but then we hear it buzz and we grab it, you know, while somebody's sucking our toes, and we just ruin the moment.
And it's to the point now where I can have it on just vibrate and silent, and I can hear it in the other. I can hear it from the other room.
Yep.
And it still distracts me. Mm-hmm. So it's a simple switch, on or off.
Okay, so here's what's so hilarious
see this
about
catching
that.
On big time.
I love it. So remember, like in say 2007 or whatever, it was a big deal. Like, free Wi-Fi at the hotel. There's like a Best Western or something like that that I drive by and say, I don't know, somewhere in between Novato and Petaluma, that has this big banner flapping out front that says, like, free internet, and then it says hotspot, like in with quotes around it, and you're like, how is that your advertisement? And it's like, why doesn't it just say colored television? You know, like, I'm like,
free HBO.
I'm sorry, what decade are you guys in? You know, like, anyway, whatever.
Plus, but we all know that we shouldn't be using their Wi-Fi anyway. Not specifically them, but
and then and so now you're gonna pay a premium to not have that.
That's right. Yes, you will. That's where we're at. All right, let's get to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. 800-583-1105. Call now.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121.